everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Fifi Fevenbyren Catch-Up Special. We're looking back and revisiting Fifi Fevenbyren's best moments of 2018.
101.9 The Fox.
Fev, something so fun and exciting happened.
Oh, was it fun, was it?
It was really fun last week. So you've all known Fev on the radio now for a couple of years, and so you would know that he is a massive fan of Callum Scott's song Dancing On My Own.
And I'm right over here. Why can't you see me? Oh.
He would Snapchat that. He would do everything with it.
Anytime there's a microphone around, you'd sing it.
Yes.
We even blindfolded you and put you on the X Factor singing it.
So thoroughly enjoyed that.
We knew Callum Scott was flying into town. We also knew that you weren't necessarily aware of what he looked like because you sing his song all the time. But because that was his breakthrough song, you weren't necessarily.
He looks a bit different than what he did when he sung that on the X Factor when he won.
So we thought we would grab him before he did any other press. So he flew into Melbourne, got him straight here into the radio station before he'd appeared on the project or anywhere else. And he was such a great sport. We've got a segment here we love on the show called Tradeoke, where tradies call in and they sing. So we set up a fake little X Factor audition process for tradies. So we said to you, Fev, we're going to get some tradies coming in. We're going to sit there like the X Factor judges and they'll perform to us.
Yeah, I was right into it too.
Yes. So, but little did you know, we had Callum Scott dressed up as a tradie. And he had his mate, Ace, who we pretended was his accompanist, mate from the work site. So picture this as we play this out. So there we are. Now, Callum Scott and Ace, his pianist, they're dressed in tradie gear. They've got bloodstones on. They've got their high-vis vest. And they are about to walk in and perform. Now, their names are Scott and Sam Bricklayers from Scoresby. Have a listen.
This is another duet. We've got a couple of tradies here, bricklayers from Scoresby.
We do Scott and Sam, a duo. We often get duos on the radio. So shall we introduce Scott and Sam from Scoresby?
Oh, here they come.
Here we go.
Hey, guys.
A couple of likely lads.
Okay,
Sam's on the keyboard.
On the keyboard.
Scott on the mic. Sam on the keyboard. Bricklayers from Scoresby, boys.
Yeah.
Yes. See, do you sing on? Do you sing on site?
I'm kind of nervous, you know.
Fair enough.
You know what? We won't even require any more conversation because we can see you're a little bit nervous. It's a bit difficult to go from the tools and then suddenly you're here performing.
Okay. You'll be right, mate.
Okay. So Scott and Sam, bricklayers from Scoresby. Good luck, boys.
Cheers.
Somebody said you got a new friend. But does she love you better than I can? And there's a big black sky over my town. And I know where you're at, I bet she's around. Yeah, I know it's stupid, but I just gotta see it for myself. I'm in the corner watching you kiss her. Oh, oh, oh. And I'm right over here, but why can't you see me? Oh, oh, oh. And I'm giving it my all, but I'm not the guy you take. I just wanna dance all night. And I'm all messed up, I'm so out of line. Yeah. Stilettos and broken bottles. I'm spinning around in circles. Said I'm in the corner watching you kiss her. Ooh.
come on, the music dies. But you don't see me standing here. I just came to say goodbye. I'm in the corner watching you kiss her. Oh, and I'm giving it my all, but I'm not the guy you're taking home. Ooh, and I keep dancing on my own. And Anna said I'm in the corner watching you kiss her.
Well,
it's Fifi Fevan Byron on 101.9 The Fox.
The irony of Callum Scott, international recording artist, standing in front of Fev and singing the lines, I'm standing here and you don't see me. Because to reset, that was, and you can see this all, I seriously go to Facebook and have a look at this video.
Fifi Fev Byron.
Callum Scott dressed up in high vis as a tradie performing for Fev and Byron and myself. Fev honestly thought that Callum Scott was a tradie and just performing a rendition of Callum Scott's song.
Don't forget the pianist behind him, who was also a tradie, dressed in high vis, Fev.
Yes.
I think my favourite bit of that whole performance was when I was saying to you, I think we should sign him up boxing.
Yeah, I couldn't even look at you.
He's really good.
So Callum performed that. He was amazing. And up next, hear the reaction Fev has when it finally dawns on him that was Callum Scott.
Oh, Fifi, Fev and Byron.
A special edition catch-up of Fifi, Fev and Byron's best moments of 2018.
101.9 The Fox.
So you're about to hear the end of the song, which is so... How you don't know that's Callum Scott.
Extraordinary.
Extraordinary
because
talent.
I just didn't think.
Now let's listen for Fev's reaction when the penny drops.
So far away, but still so near. The lights come on, the music dies, but you don't see me standing.
Jerry's turn. Pick that microphone up and drop it.
Tradeoke, Fev just dropped the mic. Scott there and Sam.
Stop
it. Scoresby, bricklayers from Scoresby. I mean, what do you make of that?
That was so good.
Leon, get his details. We're going to sign him up. Touchdown.
That was so good. You are so talented. Like, we could try and send that to Callum Scott himself.
Thanks, yeah.
And he's heard me singing it and it wasn't very good.
Yeah, Callum has heard Fev and he didn't get a good appraisal from that.
Fev spoke to Callum Scott on the phone a year or so ago and he gave you some feedback.
Yeah, it was just before he released his new song and he said, please don't sing that one because you butchered my old one.
Could that be better than Callum Scott?
Well, if Callum Scott's going to hear it, no, but yes, it was.
Yeah, it was.
That was unbelievable. You obviously sing.
A little.
A little. Mate, you're amazing. You need a record deal.
Absolutely, I agree.
Fox's very own.
Boy, boy. Yeah, handshakes around.
Like, for argument's sake, what if that was Callum Scott standing in front of you singing?
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yes.
It is not.
It is.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's Callum Scott.
All right, stitch up.
Callum Scott's in Australia.
Really?
To promote his debut album, Only Human, available for pre-order now. It hits stores March the 9th.
Oh, God, it's a stitch up.
You have no idea. I thought I was going to mess up on the accent so badly.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
I was looking at him going, Jesus Christ. And all this. I was gonna go for a roof tiler. His boots are very clean. Seriously, but I thought I better not bag him. Look how clean his boots are. They've never been used before.
So funny.
Oh my God.
Oh, that was so funny. And this is Ace. This isn't Sam. This is Ace.
This is Ace. Ace is the keyboard player. And guys, as a little treat, obviously, I know, Fev, take a seat, mate, because now that Callum's here, he's actually going to perform for us his new single, You Are the Reason, from his new album, Only Human.
The one that he said not to butcher.
Yeah, so it's Callum Scott.
That is so embarrassing.
Please, let's
do
it.
Thank you very much.
At least I was into it.
No, thank God.
Here we go. This is You Are the Reason, the first single from the new Callum Scott album, live at the Tradioki Studios. Let's do it.
Please come back now. And there goes my mind racing, and you are the reason that I'm still breathing. I'm hopeless now. I'd climb every mountain and swim every ocean just to be with you and fix what I've broken. Oh, 'cause I need you to see that you are the reason. There goes my hand shaking, and you are the reason my heart keeps bleeding, and I need you now. And if I could turn back the clock, I'd make sure the light defeated the dark. I'd spend every hour of every day keeping you safe. I'd climb every mountain and swim every ocean just to be with you and fix what I've broken. Oh, 'cause I need you to see that you are the reason. Climb every mountain and swim every ocean just to be with you and fix what I've broken. 'Cause I need you to see that you are the reason.
Wow. Hey, guys, not bad for a brickie from Somersby. How about that? Callum Scott on Fifi, Fev and Byron in the aftermath of Tradioki. Fev's still getting his head around who you are.
No, when he walked out, I thought, geez, he's nervous. All he said was, yip.
Yep.
He's just going, yep. But if he had a spoke, I would have got the accent.
Yeah.
But he's walked down, I thought, he's got no words, he's poor kid. I can't speak.
He did look really nervous.
He's really nervous. I
I'm like, oh, this poor kid, all he can say is, yep. I'm like, oh, yeah. God.
The Hi-Vis, if Fev's right, there's not a lot of dirt on the Hi-Vis.
Shoes, they're so clean. That's a great stitch-up.
Only Human is the album that's available for pre-order, and that is the single that we're playing on the Fox.
I know,
that was
and
ridiculous.
Such a beautiful single. We love it
Thank
so much.
You.
Now, Fev can sing that for the next 12 months.
There you go.
And send you royalties.
Mate, if I had known, I wouldn't have worn my pyjamas in. I look like a bum. I'm so embarrassed. I never get embarrassed ever, and this is probably the most embarrassed I've ever been. Literally. I was singing with him. I'm like, I hope I don't stuff him up.
You sounded great, actually.
Was part of you thinking you're a little bit better than him at some stage?
I think I hit my pitch at the end. A bit
yeah, you did.
Oh,
we'll be in contact, guys. I thought that was pretty impressive. Yeah.
That was something we're going to sign him up.
Thank you, sorry.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
A special edition catch-up of Fifi, Fev and Byron's best moments of 2018.
101.9 The Fox.
On Monday, you revealed something boxy to us, that you watched a certain show called Outlander.
Yes.
And you fell in love with a good mate of ours, James Fraser. And this is what you said on Monday.
He's this incredible kilt-wearing Scottish warrior. He takes his top off a lot. He looks great. he's chivalrous. He defends his woman. He's just everything I love in a man. I've watched every YouTube video that this actor's done. I've watched the highlight reels. I'm watching blooper reels. I've watched every interview he's done.
Blooper reels?
Yeah, wow. I've watched all the videos. I'm obsessed with Jamie Fraser from Outlander.
Yeah, you are. And I think every male and female in all of Melbourne either downloaded that or Googled him on Monday.
Yeah.
But we've moved heaven and earth. Our wonderful producers
have managed
to do something that I thought would be impossible to do, but because Leon, Tim and Case are the best in the business.
They work so hard behind the scenes.
They do work hard behind the scenes, and we've managed to get this for you, Boxy.
Sing me a song of a lass that is gone.
Hello, Fifi. It's Sam Hewn here, or you might know me as Jamie from Outlander. I'm currently in my trailer on set in Bannockburn in a very cold Scotland on season 4 of your favourite show. I've been told you're a fan of my character. I'm very, very flattered. Hopefully I can get out to Australia to see you. Thanks again for watching the show, and maybe see you soon.
You're
really
welcome.
Was that really him?
You're welcome.
No, tell me, was it just an impersonator?
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
No, oh, thank
See,
you.
See, we do something
I
nice.
Know, hang on, I'm just really, was that him? I don't believe that.
Oh, okay.
Why don't you believe that we could do something nice?
I'm really great. I'm shocked. I'm a bit thrown. That was amazing. Can I hear it again?
Absolutely.
Of course you can.
Sing me a song of a lass that is gone.
Hello, Fifi. It's Sam Hewn here, or you might know me as Jamie from Outlander.
She's got that nervous giggle.
I'm currently in my trailer on set in Bannockburn in a very cold Scotland on season 4 of your favourite show. I've been told you're a fan of my character. I'm very, very flattered. Hopefully I can get out to Australia to see you. Thanks again for watching the show, and maybe see you soon.
Well, as soon as it happened, I went out to Leon. I go, dude, see if we can get you guys. Mate, I've already emailed his agent, and they did it within 2 days?
48 hours. Great
48
work.
48 hours.
Oh, my
Excellent
heart
work.
Is going a million miles an hour. Did he do like a little video? Can I see him do it?
I think, is there a video or was
Videos.
It down the line?
It was just audio.
Down the line. This was on set, mate.
I know. That was Sam.
Is there a video? Never happy. Never happy.
Nothing's
he
enough.
Said my name.
Yeah.
Can I please get that again?
You can have it on
your phone. Listening again.
That could be your ringtone. You can have that as your ringtone. Is there a thank you or?
No, I said thank you. That's incredible.
Possible.
I'm so touched.
Possible. There is a possible reason there's no video.
But I love
Why?
How you're so excited.
What is the reason?
But it's actually Leon's boyfriend, Ian.
Leon's Scottish boyfriend, Ian.
Got him! Yes! Go on! I love this job so much. So much. Bad luck, Boxy. We tried, but we got
pretty hard to get.
We got a Scott.
That's really disappointing.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
A special edition catch-up of Fifi, Fev and Byron's best moments of 2018.
101.9 The Fox.
I'm calling it the biggest event to hit the world famous rooftop ever. Happened at Fox FM last night. You can forget Ed Sheeran, Katy Perry, Taylor Swift,
who?
Pink, all the others that have graced that stage. We had our tradies. Tradioke was phenomenal. Beautiful night in Melbourne, a jam-packed world-famous rooftop of screaming fans and a lineup of tradies giving it their all to win the $5,000.
Whoa!
And some of the best, most musical, gifted and award-winning judges the tradies have ever seen, and the rooftop.
Yeah, thank you. That was you and I. Now, here's just a highlights package of what happened last night. And just, I should point this out, have a listen. You will hear Josh, our electrician from Mount Evelyn. Now, his singing may not have been up to par, but based on the reaction from the audience, you can tell that there was a bit more going on with what he was or wasn't wearing.
This performance has you shitting a brick. No need to worry. This tradie from Cheltenham will turn around and build a wall with it. Please welcome Anthony the Bricklayer.
Michael Jackson.
Yes, Phoebe, hence the hat. There's a bit of a smooth criminal tie-in. The Michael Jackson glove replaced with a bricklaying glove. Let's go.
Me, that girl. Oh, man. Look at that girl right there. Goodness gracious, that girl's fine, man. Look at it. Oh, she is too fine. She knows she's fine, too. She is banging. Oh, she's off the hook. Oh, I know that this is love. I felt like it was ordinary. You rock my world.
There we go. How about that, ladies and gentlemen?
The choreography, the back turned at the start, the Chris Tucker impersonation was
very good, was
exceptional.
But it's not all about how good your voice is, it's how you perform.
Anthony the Bricky from
Cheltenham.
There
you guys, have a good night.
Our next tradie spends his days on rooftops, dreaming of making it to Fox FM's world famous rooftop. Well, tonight's the night as he raises the roof. Please welcome Jai the Roof Tyler.
Working class man by Barnsley, Jai the Roof Tyler from Officer. So, Fifi, this was the voice, you would have spun your seat.
I would have fallen off it.
Fifi would have
slipped off it.
Sorry, what?
It's inappropriate.
Hailing from the hills of Mount Evelyn, he's a sparky by day, singer by night. How many electricians does it take to light up the world-famous rooftop? Just one. Please welcome Josh the Electrician.
Mama just killed a man. Put a gun against his head. Pull my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life had just begun, but now I've gone and thrown it all away. Mama!
Let's be honest, it's quite difficult to do karaoke. I think everyone thinks it's a walk in the park, like when you sing in your car. I'm not supposed to say well done for taking your top off, but that was the best thing you could have done right there.
It was needed. Well said, Fife.
The worst I've ever seen.
Okay.
But you gave it a go, so well done.
He's been on his Sunbury worksite all day, practicing to ensure he nails his performance. Hopefully he doesn't screw it up. Please welcome Daniel the Chippy.
Daniel the Chippy from Sunbury. Ed Sheeran's perfect.
Barefoot on the grass, listening to our favourite song. When I throw you in that dress, I was underneath my breath. You heard it, darling, you look perfect tonight.
Whoa!
you have taken everyone by surprise. I see what you've done there. Look wacky, do a bit of Mike Myers gear, and then just come out singing like Ed Sheeran.
I was singing along, you got the crowd involved. There was a lot of little giggles, but I think the giggles were a sign of endearment, and I think you were very good.
Oh, wow. All right, so that's all the action from last night so far. It means there are three left, Fife, vying for the big prize from Bosch Power Tools and Accessories. There's good, there's better, there's Bosch. $5,000 and the tools.
And up next, we have those three tradies in the studio. One of them will walk away with the golden hard hat.
Fife, Fev and Byron.
A special edition catch-up of Fife, Fev and Byron's best moments of 2018.
101.9 The Fox.
Let's go!
At Fox FM, we have world-famous performances on the world-famous rooftop. Ed Sheeran.
I'll play you another new one.
Katy Perry. Oh,
thank you so much! Thanks for coming out!
Pink. And now, on the world-famous rooftop, Anthony, the bricklayer from Cheltenham.
Oh, you rocked my world, you know you did. Ever seen the gold with it?
Oh, right.
Mark, the cabinet maker from Lang Warren.
My heart will go on.
And so many more. It's Fife, Fev and Byron's Radioke Nights live from Fox FM's world-famous rooftop. Radioke.
Just quickly, Fife, before you get into this exciting finale, really, to all of this, a big shout-out. Big M Flavoured Milk, thank you for supplying flavoured milks for Smoko last night.
They're a real hit, Byron.
Great stuff. Total Tools, supplying tool giveaways on the night, working closely with Bosch Power Tools and Cool Hard Hats. Now, that is a very special treat. A custom, what are you calling that thing, Fev, the prize, Fife, the prize
there? Very much like you're the chief of the station and you have the gold hat.
Nice.
It's an actual golden hard hat.
Thank you,
it's
cool.
It's like, what
hard
do they
hats.
Have at Tamworth? They have a golden guitar.
Oh, the golden guitar.
They've got a golden hard
beautiful.
Hat.
Beautiful. There we go. Kind of like an aria. And the fist bump between Fee and Fev there. DJ Kitty Cat as well was awesome on the night as the DJ.
She did great.
This is great having these guys
this
in.
This is Fee. Now, as we all know, the wonderful people at Bosch have given us $5,000 to award the winning tradie of Tradioke. Now, we need to make this really important because it was everyone that attended the world famous rooftop last night who voted. So it was a popular vote. Now, we've got the three finalists in the studio. We have, in order of how they performed last night, we've got Tieran, the gas lane and servicing technician from
first
Altona.
First up, he was too.
Tough. Yeah, he was. You were up first. How are you going this morning, Tieran?
Yeah, no, feeling good.
So oh, Byron go. Got your
yeah,
microphone.
Yeah, that's
now you're on Tieran.
Byron's fault.
Yep, now feeling really good.
Tieran, you kicked it off and you were amazing. That was an incredible way to start the evening. We did a little poll asking people around what they thought. You were absolutely a favourite, and particularly because you dealt with some technical difficulties. That was our fault. I'm really sorry the microphone kept cutting out. Yeah. Okay, well, let's have a listen. This was Tieran last night performing No Diggity.
He spends his days laying gas lines, but tonight, prepare for him to lay down some sweet vocal tracks. All the way from Altona North, please welcome Tieran, the gas servicing technician.
Tieran, the gas layer!
How's everyone doing? Yeah, bit of R&B for to warm up for R&B Friday tomorrow. Fife, Fev and Byron, let's do it.
East side to the wet side, getting fat rides, there's no buzz. Shifting got tinks in the stash, stacking up the cash, bad threatening come for the gas. My no means average, as long as she's got to have it. Baby, you're a perfect 10, I wanna get in. Can I get down so I can win? I like the way you're working, no.
Was outstanding, and you even had to deal with mic difficulties, which
brilliantly,
was difficult, but you handled it beautifully.
Yeah, you did, mate, and it's very hard to get up first, and you got boxy bopping, and you had the mic issues, but it's fair to say you're clubhouse leader.
There he was, our first finalist.
I wonder if, like, the producers of X Factor or The Voice are listening, because I'm serious, Tieran. I mean, you were shooing. You've got to audition for those shows.
Hey, mate.
He's not sure.
I actually thought I was at Crown Casino tonight at the Fabulous. It's R&B Friday night brought to you by Fox. It sounded like I was there. Because I was there a couple of weeks ago in Snooksy, and it was exactly the sort of music they were playing. You were brilliant.
You were Okay, now moving on. Next, our second finalist who performed just before our smoko last night. We will point out no one was actually smoking, but we did have a smoko. That was Hannah. Now, Hannah, you're welcome back to the show.
Thanks.
Good I say back you. Because you're a crowd favourite anyway. You've performed a few times on Tradioke. Yeah. And last night you performed. It was difficult. You've gone with another musical number.
Yeah.
Let It Go from Frozen.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, should we relive that moment?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
He's a traffic controller all the way from Dandenong North. Time to give him the green light as he's about to stop you in your tracks. Please welcome Hannah, the traffic controller.
Hannah, the traffic controller, performing Let It Go.
Let it go. Let it go.
Two-minute rule. We had no control over that.
It was building up.
That was a real
the whole crowd was building up.
Hannah, you never disappoint. You give it everything. You're a showman up there on the stage. You pick wonderful songs.
You were very good.
Oh, wow. At least one more in our final three, guys.
Now, Boxy, we love this song. And I, as I said the night that I dressed up as Elsa and we had Anthony Kalia play this actual song on the same rooftop, we were building up for the big Let It Go and the bloody buzzer went. How did that make you feel?
Yeah, not great. It was all right.
You were building up, weren't you?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But you obviously got through. The votes came through, Hannah. You are here in the top three, so you did very well. And then finally, our final entrant was Josh, our carpenter from Safety Beach. Welcome back to the show, Josh.
It's good to be on here.
Good to have you. Josh, you were the last performer. You'd already seen Tieran and Hannah smash it and the other boys. Was that nervous coming up last?
Oh, of course. All the boys are brilliant.
They were. They were really good. Even Jai, let's be honest. I mean, he took his top off. That was a good bit.
Sure.
Poor Jai. Now, you chose George Michael's Faith.
Yeah.
Are you ready to hear how that went down last night, Josh?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next to Jesus, he's our favourite carpenter. All the way from Safety Beach, he's here to hammer it home. Please welcome Josh the Carpenter.
Josh the Carpenter, our final tradie.
And well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body. I know not everybody's got a body like you. Oh, baby, I reconsider my foolish notion. Well, I need someone to hold me, but I'll wait for something more. Gotta have a faith. Woo! I gotta have faith. So gotta have a faith, the faith, the faith. That I gotta have faith, the faith, the faith.
Wow, thank you so much. Oh, boy. Okay.
Josh, I am genuinely speechless. That
thank you.
Was extraordinary. Honestly, I feel like we should Simon Cow this and sign you up. Somebody's just passed me a note up here saying, Josh, lay me. So...
That's not my trade, I'm sorry.
I didn't say that.
Now, Josh, you're an extremely good-looking man, but you're a better singer.
Thank
that
you,
was
buddy.
Amazing.
Oh, wow, that means, Faith, we've heard those last
we
three.
We have. And just a quick correction, sorry, I just referenced Jai from Officer. I was referring to Josh, the electrician who took his top off.
The other Josh,
but
yes.
A big shout-out, Jai and Officer, who sang Working Class Man. People did think he would make it to the final three. He was incredible too.
Should have taken his top off, he might have.
Well, maybe that might have. But anyway, okay, the three of you are standing in front of us, three amazing tradies and amazing singers.
Are we doing it now? Oh, my God, this is exciting.
I guess the question is, who won the $5,000. Find out after this.
Oh, yeah! Mate, you got me.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
A special edition catch-up of Fifi, Fev and Byron's best moments of 2018.
101.9 The Fox.
Last night, seven tradies from all over Melbourne competed in Tradioke Night on the world-famous rooftop for the chance to win $5,000 thanks to Bosch. Right now, Fifi Box. we announce the winner.
That's right. All were brilliant performers, but we have the three finalists as voted by the crowd last night on the world famous rooftop. We have Tieran, the gas lane and servicing technician from Altona South. We have Hannah, roof tiler. That's not you, Hannah. You're the traffic controller from Dandenong North. And we have Josh, the carpenter from Safety Beach. Now, before we announce who's winning the $5,000 cash from Bosch.
Cold hard.
We will point out Bosch are so wonderful, they didn't want everyone to go without. So the two runners-up are going to win $2,500 worth of Bosch tools. So everybody's walking away a winner. Now, the winner of the $5,000 cash and the golden tradie hat.
Correct.
Hard hat is Josh R. Carpenter from Safety Beach.
There he goes. Congratulations, Josh. Giant novelty check being presented as we speak, Fifi and Feb, to Josh, who was a bit of a heartthrob last night, let's face it. In fact, Fif, we're not sure how much sleep Josh has had between the performance and, of course, this morning's media commitments that he has on the radio
now,
show.
Now, Feb's just about to fire off the confetti cannon. Because that's... Whoa! Oh, there we go. Josh... Well done. Tieran and Hannah sharing the love over there. You're all brilliant. Josh, you have walked away with the $5,000 as voted by all the fans on the world famous rooftop. How does it feel to be a performer, a bona fide singer?
It was just really amazing to actually perform on that rooftop in the first place. And thank you guys for hosting us. It was a pretty amazing night. Well, and thanks to Bosch for
getting your five.
Giving us all the tools. And
good plug, man.
Byron.